How could she even begin to make this right? Everything was falling apart because she'd made a really bad decision centuries ago. Her heart sank to her stomach as she tried to imagine the coming attack from the Dimi. We're doomed, aren't we?
Yeah, he said, his voice thick. We are. If you have any last wishes to accomplish before total annihilation hits, I suggest you get started.
Still in demon form, Simmy approached them with an ecstatic gleam in her eyes. Can I eat the bitch goddess? Cat sighed in resignation. I'm afraid the only bitch goddess around right now would be me. Simmy shook her head.
Akra Cat isn't a bitch. You're always nice to the Simmy.
But I wasn't nice to Sin. She walked slowly toward him, wanting him to understand the depth of her sorrow and guilt. I know you don't believe me, but I am sorry about all this. More than you'll ever know.
His expression was cold. I appreciate the thought, but it doesn't really change anything, does it?
He walked over to Katara and closed her eyes. Then he covered her with a blanket.
You should probably take her body home to Olympus. It's the least we can do.
Cat was confused. We don't have to burn her? He shook his head.
No, they just killed her. There's no bite marks on her that I could see. Guess they didn't want to convert her over.
Cat couldn't imagine that, since Kassar and crew seemed intent on converting as many people as they could. Surely a dream god would have been a big boon for them. But then, nothing the demon did made sense. How had all this gotten so out of hand? Sighing, she frowned as she saw Simmy and Zarina changing back into their more human forms. Why didn't you call for Simmy and Zarina when you saw them? He gave her a cold glare.
Well, gee, since I popped in here in the middle of a fight and I was trying to save my brother and had hoped Katara was only wounded and not dead, I really didn't think about them. Sorry I was so self-absorbed in staying alive that I forgot about the demons down the hall.
Cat had to bite back an equally caustic retort. He was hurting, and she knew it. This wasn't easy on either one of them, and more sarcasm wouldn't accomplish anything more than to further alienate him from her. Are our powers gone for good?
No. Not unless they have a conduit. He gave her a meaningful sneer. To drain you. Our powers will be back. Personally, I think the prick is just playing with us.
Cat didn't believe that. No, he was honestly afraid of Simmy and Zarina.
That's because they can rip his heart out and, as we learned, they're immune to the tablet.
Which gives us an advantage.
As long as their numbers are small, yes. But the minute they open the doorway and let the whole demon clan out to party, our demons are dead.
Zarina's eyes widened. I don't like dead. Dead is bad. Simmy nodded in agreement.
Akri would be really sad if his Simmy died. The Simmy wouldn't be happy about it either.
And neither would I, Cat assured them. Don't worry, we won't let them eat you.
Sin folded up the couch. By his demeanor, she could tell he was trying to think of a solution.
Finally, he met her gaze.
Any chance Grandma will let more demons out of her sight?
I don't know. Too many Karantis out of Colossus without a Polymy here to rein them in would be like too many Galu set free. I think we'd just be changing the face of human annihilation.
Of course it would,
Sin growled.
Now they have the moon, they have the tablet that I found for them, and we have no power so long as they hold it. If we attack, they drain us. I should just shoot myself and end my suffering before they turn me into one of them.
Cat rolled her eyes at his melodramatic tirade. Don't go Socrates yet. It's not over until they loose the Dimi, right?